Track 18.
Now on Radio 22, it's time for Insight, presented by Pat Andrews.
Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome Julio Cesario to the studio today. He works for a major reinsurance company. Reinsurance has been much in the news recently, following the explosion of claims due to the widespread flooding in the Thames Valley, and many of us have discovered we are very ignorant about it. Mr. Cesario has kindly agreed to come and explain a little about what reinsurance actually is. Mr. Cesario, thank you so much for agreeing to meet me to talk about your business.
It's a pleasure, Pat. Thank you for inviting me.
Reinsurance is a closed book for many people. I think you'll agree.
Very true.
So this is a wonderful opportunity to demystify what you reinsurers actually do.
I agree that reinsurance is not a popular party topic. Many people don't understand the nature of what we do, but naturally, I find it enthralling. I hope I can help make it more transparent.
Would you mind, first of all, before we go into greater detail, if we just check the basic definition for the benefit of some of our listeners?
Not at all. It seems as if that should be a prerequisite for our talk.
Exactly. Well, reinsurance means to insure again. So reinsurance is insurance which is bought by insurers from other insurers.
Indeed. And its purpose is to protect the insurer by limiting the total losses that they might experience in each given case. By doing this, underwriting losses are stabilized. You can imagine that some events have the capacity to bankrupt an insurance company. But even the fluctuations of normal business can be highly unpredictable.
Yes, I can see that. So this must mean that, without the security that reinsurance offers, insurers will not be able to offer the kind of coverage that they currently do.
Absolutely. Insurers can issue policies with higher limits if some of the risk is being transferred to us. By the way, in the trade, the company that purchases such insurance is known as the cedent, or the ceding company, or ceding insurer. The portion of risk that is transferred is known as cession.
Thank you for explaining that. The terminology is part of what makes insurance so abstruse for many people.
Yes, we certainly have an impressive volume of jargon in our industry.
Moving on, though, there are obviously instances where a reinsurer cannot predict an insurer's risk, don't you think?
Indeed, there are. Certain unforeseen circumstances can have widespread consequences. Catastrophes, for example. For insurers, this means an extremely large number of claims, and thereby losses, due to one event. The 9/11 attack on the World Trade Center is one of the clearest examples of this. Some reinsurers, for example, Munich Re, experienced losses totaling over $2 billion. Some property claim litigation is still going on today.
Of course, something like that is incalculable. But this is the exception to the rule. Most risks must be more easily calculated.
Of course, but it is never an exact science. A situation may change, random events may happen, errors may be made. That's what makes reinsurers necessary.
Right. Back to basics, though. So, are reinsurance companies separate from insurance companies?
Not necessarily. Several large groups write both insurance and reinsurance. Also, some reinsurance companies purchase their own reinsurance. This is known as retrocession. They may decide to pass this risk on to other companies to spread the risk. A company that accepts that is known as a retrocessionaire.
But what about the potential knock-on effects of that? Isn't there a danger of a company buying back some of its own business? That would mean that a company would end up having to cover its own risk again. Couldn't that be a problem?
We have a term for that. You won't be surprised to hear. It's known as a spiral. The London market had a big problem with that in the 1980s. Of course, we're all aware of the dangers of a spiral and are careful to avoid it. Good risk management is the key.
Does a reinsurance company have direct contact with the clients who take out insurance?
No. The insurers deal with the clients. We deal with the insurers.
Well, that's all we have time for today. Thank you, Mr. Cesario, for being with us. We look forward to welcoming you back next week when we'll go into further detail and discuss the strategies the industry is adopting in the face of global warming.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.